Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the 8 o'clock final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything ball candles. I'm Jace with Lex.
Oh! Oh, wow. That's a new one. Salty?
Oh, they're available.
So we're going to play the outdo each other game, are we?
That's right. Kenny and I are. I know it's against FCC rules, but I'm just going to say Kenny and I are coming out with a line of ball
in Dutch oven.
No, we're doing in Dutch oven incense available at kennyandjason.com.
Gross.
I could take it further and list all the various ball smells we're going to present.
No, we're good.
The lumberjack.
The fresh mowed lawn.
Yeah. Oh, Gwyneth, you kill us. You just...
Okay, hey, it's working now, for her, guys.
It is. We're talking about it. Here we are. You know, yep. Made Dawn's dirt alert, so...
Well, the criteria isn't that great.
It's very high.
You're right.
Okay, here's the deal. This isn't going to be like Friday when I derailed the show at 6:30 to go off on somebody who, by the way, was very nice and apologized. Hi, Claire. But I am going to derail for just a second because we were going to talk about Emmys, but the My Talk 107.1 account just tweeted out something that I wasn't aware of, and I'm really curious if you guys were aware of this.
Oh, no.
Because I love when this happens. The My Talk account just tweeted, "The moment you've been waiting for. Project Down and Dirty 2020. Listen on Wednesday at 7 a.m. to find out what they're doing."
Oh.
Okay.
News to us.
did I miss a meeting, or did anybody know that we're announcing it on our show on Wednesday?
No.
No,
we don't have.
Until I saw the tweet.
We don't have meetings anymore together, so that's when we usually learn things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
So, hey, guys, we're announcing it on our show on Wednesday.
Wednesday at 7. Okay.
Wednesday at 7.
Hmm. Oh, okay. On ours, yeah.
On our show. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll put that in the rundown.
Why don't we go ahead?
Depending on
that.
How it goes, Jason, I might also be at the same time announcing my early retirement.
No.
Just depends on how it goes.
No, Kenny, you won't have to do anything. They're not going to make you do anything.
They're not going to make you.
I was in the building on
Friday.
You barely
want to do your regular job. You think they're going to talk you into other stuff? Come on, let's get real. They know that.
I was in the building on Friday morning, as you can attest, Dawn. Actually, it was Friday afternoon, wasn't it? And I saw her flying by, low flying by on her broom, and attempted to say hi to her, and she completely ignored me and gave me the cold shoulder. So I'm just wondering what that was all about.
Get out the way.
Yes, I just retweeted. Buzzing the tower, as they say.
Oh, so she didn't mention PD&D at all to you then?
No, she didn't even barely said hi. Barely acknowledged my existence.
Yeah. Well, maybe she got lost track of one of her monkeys. Just trying to find.
I retweeted this time before. Okay.
Because you know we all have to be good team members. You know we get those emails. We have to. So I retweeted it, and okay. I hope. Let me read what I wrote. I wrote just when I thought 2020 couldn't get worse, and then I retweeted that. Just
okay. That what does there. This mean? When not only B. Arthur but Brooke and a few other people said that we are going to love Project Down and Dirty this year.
Okay.
Do you believe them?
No.
No, of course not. No. That's lies.
That's a lie. Just a big lie.
We do know we're going to be doing it social distanced from each other at home. What could
that
be?
I love
that. Yeah, what could we be doing?
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air, so don't cuss. This is Jason, Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I know who's on the morning show.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, you don't listen to it, so who knows? But anyway.
Salty.
Hi, do you have a second?
Do I have a choice?
No. So we just logged onto the Twitter and we saw on the My Talk account that we're announcing PD&D on our show on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. An email might have been nice. I mean, I love learning things about our own show from Twitter. You have an explanation for this?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Jason, I don't know if you realize this, but we don't actually tell you everything about Project Down and Dirty ahead of time.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, but didn't you kind of need to tell the show you're announcing it on that we're going to actually be in?
Really. Okay.
Oh,
no,
boy.
Not really.
Okay.
Oh. By the way, Jason.
Yeah.
We're going to announce Project Down and Dirty on your show on Wednesday.
That's hilarious. Someone took her funny pills in the belfry this morning. Okay, now again, I don't know if you know this, but we're in the middle of a global pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
How's this going to work?
Okay, so here's the deal, Jace.
Yeah.
For reals.
Yeah.
For reals.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys will not be bunking together. You will not be forced to live together.
Okay, okay.
You will be staying in your homes at night.
Okay, okay.
When we are doing Project Down and Dirty...
Yes.
You will be socially distanced.
Okay, okay.
Okay, all of that has been... We'd never even contemplated.
We
had a different plan, by the way, this year.
I mean, you're evil, but you're not that evil.
No. We had a different plan. It was a glorious plan. But the pandemic came along, and we probably canceled that 6 months ago. And so we have been working ever since on trying to find something that you guys can do where you can stay in your homes and be socially distanced.
Yeah.
And it's still going to be fun.
Okay, one more thing. Can you confirm or deny that you hate Kenny? Because the rumor has it that you passed him in the hallway on Friday and didn't acknowledge him. Do you have anything you want to say on that?
He is such a liar. What a paranoid nut job. He was outside of my door. By the way, have you seen him lately? Would you recognize him? He's got like a beard that's 17 inches long. And he was standing outside my door, and I was like, hey, Kenny. And he goes, you don't even know who I am. Okay. So I guess when I said, hi, Kenny,
I was having
some sort of delusion. He's so full of crap.
Tell her I quit.
Yeah, Kenny, you're
tell her
crap.
I just quit.
Kenny is submitting for early retirement. He would like you to know.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Okay. Bye, B. Bye.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, I expect...
I believe the term was paranoid nut job.
Well, I expect a positive, not transaction, but a positive experience. Like, Dawn was in her office, and let's create what happened between the two of us on Friday, Dawn, okay?
Sure.
I'll be me, you be you.
Oh, sure.
Hi, dummy!
Hi, dummy.
No.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened an hour ago.
This is going great.
I said, hi, dummy, and Dawn said, hi, dummy, and I walked away. And
yeah, that's true. Okay, now I recall. It's all kind of blending in together. Yeah. Hi, dummy.
Hi. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, now that's delightful.
Yeah.
That's a delightful back and forth.
Mm-hmm. It made me feel very good.
Yeah. And B. Arthur actually says Kenny, and that's offensive.
She didn't know exactly who she was talking to. She is such a liar.
Oh, no. Jeez. I wonder what we're going to do, though, seriously, back to this. We're going to have to, like, do some type of a learn a dance routine and do it in our living room. Or I don't want to give him any ideas, but...
I'm thinking it's something performative like that.
Yeah.
Whether it's, a dance routine or a movie or something.
Yeah, maybe like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High reading type of a thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're going to make us do like a TikTok.
Whoa, that's a new app.
Sounds like I'm going to win this year.
LickTok.
Kids, don't search for LickTok, please. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. No, yeah. No.
That one's definitely going to be banned.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the president's not going to sign off on that one. But yeah, TikTok, kids, TikTok. So maybe they're going to have us do a TikTok.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
What's going on with that, by the way?
I don't know. It's still up. I think it is.
Back in business.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Mr. Trump has not shut it down. I don't, let me see if I can go to it.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where do I have the TikTok? Oh,
some
it's under
sort of transaction happened, so
it's under I'm old folder. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like my mom told me she has TikTok.
Oh, what?
Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
My mom, who didn't even have a cell phone 2 years ago, now has an iPhone, and she does like gifts to me. She has a Memoji, and then she sent me a TikTok the other day, and I'm like, how do you even know what TikTok is? And she said, oh, your sister put it on my phone. And I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, no.
That's all we need. It's for Mary McLean to be watching TikToks.
Yeah, it's up. The TikToks are up, and so is LikTok. Both are available for you to download right now. So, just FYI. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Elizabeth Reese and the Dirt Alert. Back after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It is time to get caught up with the big entertainment headlines of the day in a little thing we call the Dirt Alert with the one, the only, Elizabeth Reese. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hope you had a great weekend.
Yes.
You too.
Everybody was all abuzz about the Emmys last night. I'm sure you've been talking about it all morning, of course.
Yes.
Because this is your entertainment news capital of the world, My Talk 107.1. But not without a little bit of controversy. You know, everybody was trying their best and kind of dressed up in different places. Jennifer Aniston and Jimmy Kimmel's little 2020 fire bit was funny, but then people in California didn't think it was so funny because, of course, the state is on fire. Yeah, so there were quite a few tweets about that. I know, I feel a little bit like that, yes, but it's also, I don't know.
I actually didn't
connect
it.
The other friends bit was worse.
Yeah, when they all got together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually didn't connect it until just right about now.
It was on Twitter mainly that people were complaining, like, not so funny to start a fire when the entire state is burning.
Yeah.
Guys, yep. I don't know. True. I think Twitter is, I think everyone should just be done with it. I think everyone should just be off of it.
That and Facebook. We talked about social media earlier. It's just, and then if you watch A Social Dilemma, right,
I haven't
Lex, then you're
it
really.
Yet.
Oh, then oh. there's that. Oh.
Then there's that. Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's that.
Ooh, you
I know.
Are the product. Yeah. How, nothing's free, everyone.
That's so true. Is it good? Is it worth watching, right?
Oh, Social absolutely. Dilemma? Okay. Yes.
Oh,
and it doesn't feel all hopeless either, but.
Right. Yeah. Like there are some positives hopeless. About social media, but a lot of it is really negative.
Yeah. It's, yeah. it's. I'm grateful for Alexis for recommending it because it has no joke, no drama, changed the way that I view social media.
Oh.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
That's
it was,
great.
Such a cliche, eye-opening. Like, my eyes haven't been closed since Alexis told me.
You haven't been able to sleep. You've been sleeping with one eye open.
Exactly.
Aww. Now you're sleeping with both eyes open.
Yep.
The show Bleeps Creek, as we call it here.
Mm-hmm.
yep. It's just totally swept the Emmys. Daniel Levy saying A Night to Remember. I saw a really interesting interview with him on CBS This Morning a couple of weeks ago, just about this show and about how interesting the evolution of the show has been and how, you know, it's been out for many years. This was its final season, but it was originally produced in Canada and people just didn't get it. And it wasn't until it got picked up by Netflix that then people started to go, oh, wait a second. But before that, no one could really understand what this show was or wanted to carry it. And I think that shows, you know, the diversity of television now. I mean, we're getting to see projects that we would have never seen before, including one that just completely swept the Emmys.
Yep. Well, and I thought this too, looking at the winners list, wow, it is, and this has been happening the last few years, the lack of network shows on any of these lists.
It is
really all cable and streaming. There is not one single ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox show that's burning up the pages.
You know, and you wonder, I feel like it's a little bit of a combination. I mean, I think the networks have been, they've been sort of like the blockbuster, right? Where they just stick to the way that it's always been done. And then these newbies are coming in and doing things in a different way. But also, you know, you also have to give the networks a little bit of a break. The networks have a lot more restrictions than any other platform does. Like, the networks can't show anything.
Nope.
They can't swear. They can't, you know, and I mean, they have so many like FCC rules of all these things because they use the public airwaves that that Netflix and HBO and everybody, they don't have to adhere to any of it. No. So it's not really an equal playing field.
It isn't. And then you have to, it's appointment viewing. So people have to tune in at specific times with streaming. That's what I love the most is that I can watch it whenever I want.
Right. Right.
That's what's the real setback for me.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's shifting a little bit as, you know, the networks kind of work on their apps and things like that and try to do it. But it's not as intuitive. Now, the one thing that, you know, the networks do better than anybody else is live television. Like, that's where you see it. You see, like, live events and sports and Dancing with the Stars and things like that where it's live and it's just, they crush it.
True.
But... you know, other people aren't even trying to do it. Nope. But Bleeps Creek totally swept. Many.
Nine. So, as a huge fan, I'm biased. But I said to Alexis and Dawn and Kenny, unlike other shows, it's the reverse trend. I actually think this show got better as the years went on.
Oh,
It's the reverse of the lifespan of most shows. Like, our show was way better 20 years ago. But no.
We
were fresh.
It's just continued to decline.
As Lex and I age, it just,
At the end, people will be like,
Better. It got better when Dawn got here, and then Kenny arrived, and then it just went.
Yeah, you get those little bursts, and then.
Kenny. I'm trying to wake up Kenny over there.
Yeah.
It's
good. Agree.
Well, I always tell you guys, manage expectations. You don't want people to think it's going to be too great.
Nope.
In any given day. Just think like, oh, this will be okay, and then have them be pleasantly surprised.
That's right. Exactly. That's a pessimist for you. That's me.
I know, and this is why when movies put out too good of trailers for their movies, they're destined to fail. Like, if they show all the funny moments, because everyone goes in thinking, this whole thing is going to be hilarious, when in reality, there's only a few jokes.
Yeah. You saw the funny
and you already.
Already
saw them. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ryan Reynolds trolling Dwayne The Rock Johnson after he tore down his front gates with his bare hands.
This is so funny.
No. The Rock shared a photo on Instagram on Friday showing one of the gates ripped off of its hinges and lying on the grass. And he said, not my finest hour, but a man's got to go to work. We experienced a power outage due to severe storms, causing my front gate not to open. I tried to override the hydraulic system to open the gates, which usually works when the power goes out, but this time it wouldn't. Made some calls, didn't have 45 minutes to wait. And he said, by this time, I know I have hundreds of production crew members waiting for me to come to work so we can start our day. So I did what I had to do. He ripped the gate off of the hinges.
Wow. And it took three or four guys to get the gate back on by themselves when he ripped it off.
Like
the Hulk, basically.
I guess the security team met the gate technician and welders about an hour later, is what The Rock said, and they were in disbelief and equally scared. He said, not my finest hour, but I had to go to work. And then, of course, Ryan Reynolds has to pipe in, and he said, the gate opened the other way.
I love it.
Oopsies.
Was really good. They're working together on this new movie, Red Notice, and production resumed earlier this month after filming was shut down in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. But just further proof that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the best guy in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he cares about people, and he's not afraid to use his brute strength for good.
Yeah. True.
And also, he needs to get a stronger gait.
Oh.
Right?
Pretty strong, though.
Yeah.
Brute strength is a term we don't use enough. I like that.
We should absolutely be using it. All right, guys. Yeah. I'm just going to hang here until the music starts because I feel
fine.
Like I don't have quite enough time to do something else.
No,
but I have
it's
too
fine.
Much time to not do anything. I'm also creeping up on 40 weeks pregnant.
Yes,
and so
you are.
I feel like I deserve a break on anything I do this week.
Yeah. You do.
Absolutely.
As they used to say at McDonald's in the 80s, you deserve a break today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There we go.
Excited for you.
And it kicks
There's
in. Thanks, guys. I'll be back tomorrow unless I'm in labor. Love you all.
Okay. Love you. Elizabeth
too.
Reese today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. When we come back, a very special guest. Hey, it's a relative of Alexis. We'll be right back with Jake right after this.
Now don't go wasting.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything expired spices in your cabinet. I'm Jace with Lex.
I'm guilty.
I'm Lex. No, she's Lex. I'm Jace. That's Lex. That's Dawn. And that's the gorgeous and stunning Kenny. It is 8:33 on this Monday, September 21st, 2020. Little Spice Girls here.
This is so appropriate for our next guest because we used to play Spice Girls growing up. I was Scary and he was Baby. Or maybe he was Ginger. I can't remember now.
Well, this is the best intro ever. Please, Lex, continue.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm excited to welcome my brother, Jake Thompson, back to the show. He's here to talk about the Emmys because he works on the team that provides all the photography for Emmys.com. He's a TV writer and an Emmys fan and a Spice Girls fan like me. Hey, Jake.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Were you Ginger or Baby? I can't remember.
Like Spice Girls?
Yeah, when we played Spice Girls as kids.
Oh my gosh, I always had to be Sporty. Everyone always made me be Sporty. And I wanted to be Baby, but times were different.
Jake, I love it. She was so sure. Lex was so sure. I think he was Baby. And Jake is like, no, I was Sporty.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You
weren't even close, Lex. You weren't even close.
In the sports bra and the track pants on, and when, yeah, you really wanted to be posh, probably. Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was a tie between Posh or Baby, I think. Okay. But, I mean, Scary's the best, too. They're all great. I would have been any of them. It's an honor.
It is. You knocked that one out of the park, Lex. That was
yeah,
great.
Nailed
that
it. Great. Always do. Woo. So, Jake, this was your third year covering the Emmys for Emmys.com.
Yes.
Very different year. How was your coverage different, and what did you end up wearing because you were home?
Oh, my gosh. It was truly an award show that we'll never forget. I think just in so many ways, it seems so strange during these times. But, you know, it was different in that, like, everybody was at home. So normally we get to, like, I think part of the fun is you just get to get dressed up and I get to be with my whole team. And there's so many other press junket teams there. And so you're kind of starting to see the same people. And so the difference this year was honestly less prep time. I mean, I dressed up for a picture and then I got straight into my sweatpants, if I'm being truly honest.
Perfect.
So that was the kickoff to it. But yeah, it was just, I think because it was the first year that they'd ever done it this way, for so many reasons, everything was sort of just on the fly. You know, I had two different Zoom windows open. We were watching the show like on the TV. So it was just, It was definitely different.
Yeah. Jake, we were saying there were obviously some, you know, kind of eye roll moments, jokes that didn't land, bits that didn't land. But overall, it kind of forced the producers to be creative. And we liked a lot of the things that they came up with. I know you were working, but you did have a chance to watch a little. What was your overall thought about how they handled it?
You know, I think all things considered, I thought they did an amazing job. It was like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like during dark times, I turned to like family, friends, and entertainment. And so it was sort of nice to just have a night where you could kind of just, you know, be part of the arts. And I thought they did a great job. So, yeah. And I thought that a lot of that kind of like wasted time and space was taken out. It was more just like, all right, let's get to the important thing. Like, did Zendaya win?
Yeah,
and she did, probably going
and made history.
And she
and
did
made history.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the level of text messages that came in to me personally about Zendaya winning, I felt like I was getting married. I was like, oh my gosh, this is truly iconic. And yeah, I'm just so happy for her. I'm like, wow, what a groundbreaking moment.
Because what was it, Jake? Mm-hmm. She's the youngest winner for drama, right?
Youngest winner for drama, and she's the second only Black actress to ever win that award after Viola Davis. So it's incredible, and I think it's like, you know, I just realized that I came on here last time and just blabbed about Zendaya for the entire block of time, so.
got your wish! Yeah.
Yep, her dress is still my sexual orientation, and I think that she, it was just, it's one of those moments where I feel like you're like, oh wow, like when Zendaya won, we all won. It was just it was maybe the best news of 2020.
Yeah, and you're also a big fan, like Jason, of Schitt's Creek. So to see that many wins, how were you feeling about that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was so, it actually made me so emotional. I was just like, wow, like, you know, Moira Rose, also living legend. And I just, you know, it was, I didn't realize. The other part is no one told us is that there was like an actual like show, like the, like those social distance plexiglass, like tables and stuff. That was a trip at first, but it was really cute. It was so cute to see all four of them together. And what a fun way for them to celebrate their final year.
Jake, you know her well. Don't you think your sister should give the Creek another go?
Yes. It's one of those shows that just, like, it's kind of like Parks and Rec, where it just, each season gets more rich, and you fall in love with all of them, and it's just, it's so great.
Yeah.
Give it another shot.
Yeah.
Okay. I will, guys.
Jake, did anything surprise you, or did you see any people talking about snubs, or any, I mean, obviously, Shite's Creek just swept everything, so... anything surprise you at all?
Ooh, honestly, I felt like for the first time in watching award, I mean, you know, everyone on this call has watched so many award shows, and it's like, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I feel like everyone I wanted to win won, which is so rare.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like, this is really great. This is like the gay Super Bowl of TV for me.
Right. And Joey Garner winning for Ozark.
One. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was surprised, you know, Zendaya, of course, winning. But, you know, we didn't have anybody else from Ozark winning anything. That was kind of surprising to me. Succession took a lot.
I love that.
Succession took a lot. I love Julia Garner. She looked like Great Gatsby. I mean, Ruth on Ozark is just such an unforgettable character. And, I know I said it again, but it was a surprise, I think, for the world for Zendaya, but the streets wanted her to win, and I'm just really excited that she won. Yeah.
And I know we're out of time, almost out of time, but I want to ask you, speaking of Julie Gardner, what do you think, Jake, of the rumors that that Madonna started following her on Instagram, and there are rumors that she's up for the role of Madonna in her biopic?
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, I mean, I can see it. She's got that true blue look all over her.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's right around the same time period.
Yep. And Madonna, people noticed Madonna just started following her on Instagram.
Wow. The stamp of approval from the queen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for waking up early, Jake. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, I always look forward to it. And I hope that we have more award shows moving forward. And I'm glad you guys are staying safe and healthy. And thanks for always having me on. It's a treat. Oh,
please, thank you for doing it. So, and remember, everyone, Jake is Sporty Spice. Jake is Sporty Spice.
Yeah, I've got to remember that myself. Oopsies. Sorry, Jenny
wants to be baby.
No. That's right.
Spice of your life.
That's right. When we come back, guess what?
Love
just
you.
Posted. We have a little bit of Ellen DeGeneres' first 6 minutes of her show today. Ooh. We'll play that when we come back. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's get to it. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. What you've been waiting for? I just teased it. I haven't really listened to it. I have Ellen's opening monologue from today's season premiere. So I'm going to shut my mouth and let's just listen, shall we, gang?
Yes.
Here we go.
Let's get to it. As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. My name is there. My name is there. My name is on underwear. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter. There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. And here's how that happened. I started saying be kind to one another after a young man named Tyler Clemente took his own life after being bullied for being gay. I thought the world needed more kindness, and it was a reminder that we all needed that. And I think we need it more than ever right now. Being known as the Be Kind Lady is a tricky position to be in. So let me give you some advice out there. If anybody's thinking of changing their title or giving yourself a nickname, do not go with the Be Kind Lady. Don't do it. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress, and I'm especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that. Listen, you know, I don't know. I'm a talk show host and you know that, but maybe some of you know that, you know, I was an actress. I've played a straight woman in movies, so I'm a pretty good actress. But I don't think that I'm that good that I could come out here every day for 17 years and fool you. This is me, and my intention is to always be the best person I can be. And if I've ever let someone down, if I've ever hurt their feelings, I am so sorry for that. If that's ever the case, I have let myself down and I've hurt myself as well, because I always try to grow as a person. I look at everything that comes into my life as an opportunity to learn. I got into this business to make people laugh and feel good. That's my favorite thing to do, that and Jenga. I love that game. And now, I am a boss of 270 people. 270 people who help make this show what it is. 270 people who I am so grateful for. All I want is for every single one of them to be happy and to be proud to work here. This has been a horrible summer for people all around the world. People are losing their jobs. People are losing loved ones to a pandemic. People are losing their homes and lives in raging fires that are going on. There's blatant racial injustice all around us. I watch the news and I feel like, where do we even begin? So my hope is that we can still be a place of happiness and joy. I still want to be the 1 hour a day that people can go to escape and laugh. I want to continue to help all the people that we help every day. And I'm committed to making this the best season that we have ever had.
She goes on a little bit more. Thoughts, Lex?
Huh. Wow. I think she sounds very sincere. And of course, time will tell with actions, but I think that was the right way to go and straight up apologize, not try to make excuses. And hopefully moving forward, she can do that with the kindness and being who she is. Huh. I'm kind of shocked.
Dawn?
Yeah, I think her admitting that she is, well, I mean, you know, we want people to be just this one note, like people see her as a product, just like they see us as a product, you know, and when you divert from that in any way, then I think people are confused and upset. So her saying, I am a whole person that has many different emotions, I think that was really good, because everyone can relate to that. You know, we're not always happy. We're not, yeah. You know, we make mistakes, and her admitting that, I think was good. So far, I think she's did a great job addressing it.
Yeah, I concur and agree with all of that. And again, Dawn, I'm glad we're coming at this admittedly from a little bit of a different place than the average listener and viewer, because, you know, I'm the no bullying guy. So when I make a snarky comment at somebody, you know, Lexis knows about this. It's a tricky position because I don't know. I watched it. You guys just heard it verbally. She looked sincere to me. You know, some people are not liking that she puts jokes into it. Well, that's Ellen. You know what I mean? She's a comedian. All comedians do that. I remember when Dave had to address his cheating on his wife. You know, there were some lines in there. I mean, I turn to humor when I'm uncomfortable. That doesn't irritate me. I can understand that. That doesn't seem insincere to me. That just actually seems like who Ellen is. I
was watching, it's smart to wear white also.
Yeah. I don't know.
Turtleneck, white jacket.
I think she means it. I think this was a blow. This was a big blow. When you're reading every single day, not just, you know, not just anonymous people, but former staff members saying you're not who you are, this will knock you back on your heels. And I think
celebrity guests, too.
Yeah. I think this was a knock back on her heels, and I think she learned something. Kenny?
Was that laughter canned?
No, that she has a virtual audience, and her crew is there. So the laugh you heard was the crew, and she has screens all over with a virtual Zoom audience.
Yeah.
So it wasn't canned. It was
believable. Yeah. I don't have any problems with it.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Watching it too, I mean, you can tell. I mean, she just seemed
sincere.
I don't know. Sincere. I really do. Yeah. But, you know. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Of course,
we'll see.
We weren't the ones that were hurt by her.
Exactly.
So it's like to accept the apology, just a blanket apology. I hope she goes to those individuals and says that she's sorry.
Word. Perfect last word, Dawn. That's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Dawn? Or right, Lex?
you be you, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a great day.
Be kind. I need a drink.
Don't bully. No. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.
Yeah.